The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with the discussion that we've been having for the last 6 lectures, and that's the discussion on Shaitan. And today, inshallah, we try to wrap up the discussion of Shaitan. And one of the findings we have is that Shaitan is not unintelligent. Shaitan is very well aware of what he does. Shaitan is also very well aware of his capacity and his reach. And so the concept of turning to God entirely in seeking His assistance to fight off Shaitan, as we said, is known as isti'adha, right? Isti'adha, we began the discussion of it on Thursday night. Isti'adha literally means to seek the protection of Allah from Shaitan. And we do it verbally by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's isti'adha in a nutshell, right? But we said that naturally we are very well aware that isti'adha cannot just be a verbal declaration, right? There has to be something concrete to back up my verbal statement. And so we said naturally, like, it can't just be a verbal declaration, right? The verbal declaration has to be backed up with something concrete to show that I'm sincere with what I'm saying. And so we said isti'adha, or seeking God's protection, is made up of 2 components. The first component is to show God that we really need Him. And there's a specific way that we've been told to do this. And there are 5 things we talked about. The first one, I need to increase my faith. And we went into a lot of detail what it means to show God that I have faith in Him, that I believe that He can protect me. And I believe that firmly. And then you match that faith with obedience, right? And obedience here is necessary, right? Like, I can't say that I have faith in God while my actions display something contrary. Right? So submission is so important. Obedience is so important. And so that's the second step of isti'adha. Then the third step we said was taqwa. And again, we talked about that. And then tawakkul and sincerity. All of these things Allah mentions in the Quran, that if you do these things, I will protect you from shaitan. Right? So that's one half of the battle. One half of the battle is to demonstrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I need His assistance. And that demonstration happens through these 5 things that we talk about. The second thing is that once I come to God and I say, Ya Allah, I need You, at the same time Allah will assist me. But how is He going to assist me, right? He's going to assist me by providing me the tools to fight Shaitan, right? So what that means is the second step is that I have to utilize the tools that God has given me to fight Shaitan. Then that's the second step, right? Like, nothing is like magical, you know what I mean? So it's not like, Ya Allah, I need Your help, and then Allah like puts Shaitan in jail, you know? He says, now I have helped you. No, He says, now help yourself. Here's the tools, go help yourself, right? Because that's how God works. Like, I say, Ya Allah, I need rizq. He'll say, here, go work, I'll provide you rizq. You have to do something. We have to do something, right? And so there are certain tools that God has given us, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's the utilization of certain tools that when I add it to that first component that we talked about on Thursday, together these 2 components make up isti'adha. And if I can do both of them, it'll have a very powerful effect. And so number one, I have to utilize these tools. And there are 3 tools that Allah has given us, yeah, that are really important for us to be able to fight off Shaitan. The first tool is our intellect, right? Our intellect. The intellect is one of these discussions that requires its own series. Yeah, and we will talk about it, inshallah. But so today I just want to kind of just touch it, because intellect is deep. What has been given to us and the research and the description of the intellect that we have in our sources is really profound, because it means a lot of things. I think when we talk about intellect, like, don't equate it to what we classify as somebody being intellectual, right? So like in our world, somebody intellectual is somebody who has a high IQ score, somebody who has street smarts, somebody who has a degree. Now, God doesn't really care about those things. You know what I mean? God has a very specific definition of one who is considered to be an intellectual, an aqil, right? Intellectual sounds funny, an aqil, right? Comes from the word aqal. Aqil is one who has an intellect. But again, as we will learn, intellect or an aqil is something very specific in Islam. And so we have to try to be an aqil and use this aqal to help fight shaitan. Our intellect, what we have to understand, is a gift from Allah, right? And it is a gift that is designed to understand how this world works and then see what our role is in that world. Like, one of the main functionalities of the intellect is to be able to distinguish between good and bad, right and wrong, right? This was beautiful about our religion. Our seventh Imam, Al-Kadhim, alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, Allahumma salli ala wa ali Muhammad, where he says to his companion Hisham, he says, Ya Hisham, inna lillahi ala nasi hujjatain. He says that, oh Hisham, that Allah has two proofs against people. So whenever God creates someone, He has given two authorities, two proofs. The purpose of these two proofs are what? So that we don't have an argument against God. But you didn't do this enough. You didn't do that. If you had just done that, I would have done this. Allah says, I gave you two arguments, right? I have done everything that I need to prove that I exist and what the path is. God has made it very clear. Hujjatu zahira wa hujjatan batina. That Allah has given us an internal proof and an external proof. Together, these proofs make up the full proof that I need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَ, that's the external proof, فَالرَّسُول وَالْأَنْبِيَا وَالْأَئِمَّا. Yeah, they are the prophets and the imams and the final messenger that came. They are this external proof, right? This external proof is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. The Quran and the Kitab, Samawat, all of these things that are part of the external proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْبَاطِنَ فَالْأُقُولِ. Yeah, as far as the internal proof is concerned, it is the intellect, right? And it's the intellect. Like, whether or not, you know, like if you think about it, the intellect, there are certain standard principles that exist within an intellect that are common no matter where we live. And these are the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, right? And this, you don't need God to tell us lying is bad. You don't need God to tell us hurting someone is bad. You don't need God to tell us cheating is bad, right? Like, these are things we know. These are not good things, right? And so even when we do it the first time while we're young, we feel a sense of shock, right? Like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, because you feel guilty. And that guilt is something that is very natural. And so we have internally ourselves the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. And this is, again, fundamental for us to be a good human being. The second proof is the external proof that we'll talk about. But the first, again, is the intellect. And it's this by this intellect that we are going to be... like, it's this intellect and how we use this intellect that's going to determine how we are rewarded and punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim, Alimun Halim, Hakimun Mateen, Ghafur Shakurun Wadud, Qayyumun Ra'un.
صنعنا محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.